It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Were there orgies as well? Many, many men and women together.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with the Buzz Babes and Common Hot.
An orgy is sex, right?
She's got films coming up, but she's on a brief layaway from the porn industry. However, she'll be at Fantasies. Hi, this is Leigh King telling you to go to Fantasies Nightclub, full nudes, and get your lap dance.
Full nudes.
I just like the idea of Larry King saying full nudes. Hi, this is Leigh King here to tell you about Fantasies with full nudes. Get your lap dance. Carmen will be there tonight and tomorrow night. Dollar beers Monday night. Fantasies Nightclub in Baltimore. For info, go to fantasiesnightclub.com. How's Biz up at Fantasies, wife of the owner? The guy that's up there going, no, she don't want to be a microphone. I'll kick his ass. I'll break his ribs, for Christ's sake.
While you're on the topic of Larry King, Mike, I have one tape I'd like to play you from that same interview that's just so magnificently
Now, he's
awkward.
Talking about orgies. What is Larry doing? Who is he interviewing?
A lady who broke out of a cult that it turned out it was started by a pedophile. It was one of those twisted Larry King nights.
Okay.
This was a great moment. I thought it was particularly
And everybody make themselves comfortable. I'm sorry, Rob, you jumped right into it. I was going to say, make themselves comfortable. Lynn, would you like a seat? There's some room over here. Are we all cool?
My leg was cold.
Why is Goldstein in here?
What the hell are you doing in here?
He's taking pictures.
What are you doing? Are you doing in here?
There's porn stars and buzz babes. Where did you think I was going to end up?
You know what you've been doing all day? You've been wandering where you are not welcome. You are understanding that, aren't
you? I do like
you?
To meander a little.
You did.
I
mean,
what has he been doing today? That's what he's done his whole life.
I'm having my
Making
meeting
a
with,
career out
I'm
of
having
it,
my meeting with Beth Ann before the show, mm-hmm. and we're in the middle of something, and the door is open, and Goldstein just goes, hi. And just casually walks in.
He's been removed.
And plants him. There.
He's a friendly guy.
Very
he
good.
Does the Goldstein show.
Oh, does he really?
From 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. here at the Muddy Studios.
Yeah, he narrowcasts.
He's the intern?
Yeah, he's now been elevated from intern to promotional assistant.
Okay, promotional
That's
assistant.
That's a lateral
We ran
move.
Out of vodka and there's none left.
Oh, man.
Well, what the? He gave Goldstein, us, go he get gave some
us,
vodka.
He gave us half shots and he goes, I'm sorry, that's all.
Full shots. Beth Ann, excuse me, Rob, before we play your tape
that's
when we
fine.
Get to Buzz. Matt, can you come to the studio, please?
Is there a strike
he
on vodka?
He constantly disappoints.
He is so disappointed.
Talking disappointment.
No. Go get
with
vodka.
With a beer in hand.
Oh, okay.
Go
with
get vodka.
God,
and put that
store.
Down. This is not. What is the deal? He's a problem.
Doesn't he look like
he always has been?
He should be. He looks like he should be being stopped in an airport right now, doesn't he?
He's been. Chad, don't you agree? He has been a problem since the beginning. Now he was on our show, our old show, and he's been here for a long time. He's been with you guys longer than he was with. What are you doing?
Vodka.
Did you just come
rum.
In to say we're out of it? Yeah, I understood
rum.
That. That would be why I just said to you, go get some.
Oh.
Or send an intern to go get
leave
some.
Leave the bottle and go get some.
Yes. Go get
the
some.
The porn stars are yelling at me.
Well, the porn star is going to be here for one more segment, and then the vodka is going to get here, and she'll have to leave. But that's cool. That's what she gets to do. She's a porn star.
Goldstein is
call
the,
her the C-word.
Is the town whore. Is what he is. He went from the old show to our show back to your show.
And now you're grinning and joined. Go!
Send that Bacardi over.
Good to see you, Mike.
Thank you.
Wow. And now we have a junkette, Kara, who has come
look
here.
At this.
My
God.
He's just
this
been
is
demoted.
Just a festive
a lot
show.
Going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
All right, Rob, you are going to play a tape of
sure,
Larry
and at
King.
This point, it's going to be wonderful because everyone's in the frame of mind to hear it. But this is an awkward moment from last night's Larry King show, but it will only disappoint for 24 seconds.
What are you doing now, David? Are you married?
No.
What are you? Are
I'm
you
self-employed.
Working?
Nope. I'm a fetish model.
You're a what?
I'm a fetish model.
A fetish
yes.
model?
Yes.
What is that?
It's part of the adult entertainment industry.
Beth Ann McBride.
You appeal to...
Yes. I honestly didn't have much options when I left.
You appeal
I had...
to prurient interests.
Okay.
God.
Hi, I'm Leigh King. All right, Buzz, we were somewhere in the middle of the Hollywood report there.
We were talking about Vern Troyer. You may remember him.
He's but wee and small.
You're Vern Troyer. Hello, wee man. Little man with big full-size girl that he banged.
Yeah, he says she abused him. Mm-hmm. He's filed a $20 million lawsuit against Renee Schreider, his ex-girlfriend and co-star in the greatest sex video we'll never see. Vern says her attempt to sell the video constitutes perhaps the most flagrant violation of an individual's privacy rights.
She burned me with cigarettes?
No.
But when he held it, it looked like a cigar.
She actually made me sleep out of the dollhouse.
Who are
night.
You?
I'm Vern Troyer. Man, do I like stink, though.
I bet you do.
And nothing I like better than poon.
By the way, he also claims that it was she who convinced him to videotape their sweet lovemaking.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I was just observing Megan on the lap
hard
of
not to look
Carmen
at
Hart, porn it? Star extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. And now Carmen is pouring some.
She's wearing
some...
a very short skirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, she is.
Vag.
Just say no. No.
Well done. Well played.
Megan has that look, too, where she just goes, I swear to God, I wish this was TV, because the response was, no.
As I feed her a shot of rum, there
oh,
we go.
Oh, boy, that's tough. I wouldn't do that.
How would have that? Boy, you can have, that's tough, isn't it? Isn't that tough to handle?
I don't believe that.
That's tough, right?
I don't believe I've ever been to a radio station where I drove here and I'm going to have to call a car service to take me back.
There you go. That's the Mike O'Mara
like,
show.
Excuse me, can you get my driver? Thank you.
And incidentally, that is the rule on the show because of the fact that we do this. We have become aware there are eyes on everybody. You should do this normally in your real life, though, too.
That's right.
We emphasize responsible behavior, and that's why everybody will have transportation provided.
We
sometimes
designate.
By A1 limo, sometimes by that other limo company that
that's
we have.
That's right, the other one.
The other one that I can't remember that'll be pissed off
that's
at
right.
me now.
Well, and maybe sometimes, they'll try a little harder.
Or Matt Goldstein.
Yes, that's he might drive everybody
Goldstein
home.
Goldstein
Dukes.
Yeah, that boy.
There I go to build it all up. One little comment from my buddy in the midday, and he rips it all down.
I'm driving past middle schools, too, on my way home.
You know what? That was the radio. You know? All right, let me explain with that. And, but it's an incredibly powerful stream, too, so he disintegrates the whole
sandcastle. Welcome to my world.
He disintegrates the whole beach.
Hey, you know what? That's good, though. It's a spark. You know what he is? He's a spark plug.
Sure.
And he's supporting the thing I respect about Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
He's supporting our Washington Nationals.
Thank you.
That's the important thing.
He brings
Thank
a
you,
little
Mike.
Something to the table, Mike.
He does indeed.
He does.
Each and every day.
And he's a sports fan.
He's a big sports fan.
He loves sports.
Hey, Rob, you finally have a buzz babe, Lynn, who is standing next to you.
I know. Thank Christ you arrived.
My God.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm standing, too.
This is a fun day.
It is. It always is.
Carmen, have you ever been to a radio show like this? Have you ever been to a radio show that's this much fun?
No,
seriously.
There's a first time for everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right.
I'm here.
Well, don't
I'm
make it the last time.
No.
No, you don't make the...
Great a porn star guest you've been. I don't care if you don't do... You're out of the business. You can come by and just chat
anytime.
Sometimes.
I'll Careful. Be like, you know what? Let's make a phone call. I feel like talking today.
Absolutely.
Perhaps Mr. Hedges should... will hire her for sales.
Yes, you could be a sales
You have no idea how good I am at sales.
Oh, I bet I do.
I think I've got a little
I'm
idea.
I'm going to be selling ice in hell.
Intern! Sold. Intern! Green bottle, please. Intern!
She should be an honorary buzz babe.
Jesus. Pleasure. Sounds extra good today.
The honor. The honor would be mine.
An honorary buzz babe.
That's right. You're welcome. Would you like it?
I would love to be like the mother hen.
You are.
Oh, absolutely.
Except for when they don't come to work one day, and then all of a sudden you pop in a DVD, and then you see them there.
Do you know what I was...
It's not going to be my fault.
You know what I was just doing? I was doing something that actually makes me furious while we've got everybody in here.
What's that?
I was just talking to somebody off mic and just having a conversation while my own show was going on.
Yeah, Mike, stop that.
That's how incredibly irresponsible.
Try to focus on the show.
Hey, Chad, how you doing over there? You know what's frustrating? Can I just say one thing that's a little bit frustrating for me?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see Chad's eyes. When I'm doing the broadcast, that's very, very disturbing.
Just know this,
and
Mike.
He's like the little bad boy over in the corner that's hiding behind those beautiful breasts of Nick. And
I just know this. He's a sports fan.
I am.
I think if we take nothing away from today, we'll know that Chad's a sports fan.
He's a very big sports fan, as we all are on the show, except for Rob.
No,
who,
I like
what
theater.
Sports,
who never threw a ball. What's your favorite? What is your favorite sport, Carmen?
Football. Dallas Cowboys. Love them.
Oh,
Super
that's
Bowl
very...
is better than Christmas.
Now, see,
to
that's
me.
Oh, now I just heard
wait,
a snort. That was an incredible black rhino grunt from Mr. Dukes.
Someone just threw a lit cigarette into a gas.
Well, what's that, sweetie? Six figures and make a lot more money.
How many uncles pushed you into a closet when you were 6 years old?
Now let's be nice.
Easy,
oh my God!
Hey, she started it.
She
I didn't call myself
now, you
diarrhea,
two stop
man.
Fighting. Nobody fights on this show.
Nobody fights. Never heard an argument.
That's not a fight.
Beth Ann just came in and hit Chad.
What a curious great uncle.
Oh, thank
the
you.
Whole thing is the whole Washington,
when
D.C. thing. It's the Redskins
when
thing.
Beth Ann hit you as part of the
seduction. See, that's what, oh, yeah, that's what started
him. Wait a minute. My room used to be decorated in nothing but Redskins. I became a Cowboys fan because my parents loved him so much.
Uh-huh.
I started liking the Cowboys just so I could fight with them during the football games, and that's how I became a
That's
fan.
Wonderful.
It's a scintillating
Giants.
Story.
Chad!
I enjoyed it.
I swear to God. Buzz, what do you have? Buzz, what do you have for us in the Hollywood Report?
Well, in an interview with Us Weekly, Vern Troyer, perhaps you remember him, he claims that Renee kept the tape from him, their porn tape, by putting it in, quote, in her camera on top of a closet where I couldn't reach it.
Oh, that is such crap.
And then there's the physical abuse. Vern and Renee continued to cohabitate even after they had broken up. Well, Vern now says Renee continued to, quote, come into his bedroom uninvited and harass and start arguments with him.
Oh, no.
And he claims that on more than one occasion, she forcefully, by the arm, held him against his will and did not let him get away. He also says she
I want to go. I want to go. God, you bitch.
Who are you?
I'm Vern Troyer.
I'm your girlfriend.
How you doing?
Stay right there.
Man, that's the way I like him. I like him big. Bigger the better.
Vern also says she
you will not believe what I'll be able to do. And you can go anywhere. I can do it in the grocery store.
I don't care. I'm going to
hold
you down.
Nobody will even know. Actually, just get me the right harness and I can do it in the grocery store and while you're shopping.
I put the videotape on the top shelf, Vern.
I'm Vern Troyer.
I'm your girlfriend.
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. I can
I'm
go,
so mean to you.
Go to the movies. We can walk through amusement. We can go to Disneyland, and you can be having fun the entire time, and nobody will know that I'm there.
All right, get in my purse.
Absolutely. I've got a normal-sized face and mouth.
And that's not the only thing.
Thank you.
He says one time she threw him on the floor in front of his manager.
That's funny, Mike.
This is getting better, though. This is she threw him on the floor in front of the manager. It's like somebody's like throwing down a little doll.
Vern claims in his lawsuit it left him with great mental, physical, and nervous pain and suffering.
Probably look like a volleyball.
My says, oh my God, look out the window.
It's Vern Troyer. Looked like he got thrown on the ground like a rag doll.
Oh, look what's that in the compost heap. It's
ladies and gentlemen, everybody's usually riveted, but we actually have one person that decided they would use their phone, and I will take this call. Let's go to Bill Leesburg, Virginia. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello, Bill. Bill. That's why we don't take calls on BYOB Friday. Hello. Rob, is it turned up?
Yeah, we might not have enough delay right now.
Why will we have delay?
What got dumped?
Don't know, but we don't have delay.
Hold on. Now I want to know. You know what? I go either completely easygoing or absolute complete crap. What was possibly said that would require a dump? Vern Troyer?
I don't know.
Heard nothing.
Miss Producer, I'm not going to yell, but I'd be very curious to know what was delayed.
Are you inviting her in?
Yes. I mean, or it might be put him on hold.
Also.
All right, I'll put him on hold.
Also,
well, he's gone
with the
now.
Amount of ambient noise, it's going to take a while for it to ramp up. So it might have been dumped
some time
ago.
Who's hitting
ago.
The delay?
I don't know.
God.
Even if you yell, I still don't know.
But I still don't understand. I mean, do you have any thought? Your thoughts. You're not drinking.
Not recently.
What would be the reason that the delay was
here? Our little discussion.
Yeah,
I
we were kind of.
I
the back
said,
and forth.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Chad.
It's my fault. My fault.
Yeah,
well,
that's right. I blame Dallas.
Something for a living, right?
Yeah, she was saying Cowboys.
Is that what it was? Is
yeah,
that what it was?
We don't put that word
okay,
in here.
Okay, very good. All right. So Vern Troyer is on top of the mountain.
Yeah, well, he was suing, and we're done with that.
Okay.
But now I will tell you about Tom Cruise, who's also
delay.
Being...
I really hate the delay as much as life itself.
We all do.
The delay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is our friend in that it protects us, but what does it really protect us for?
Exactly.
The Puritans!
What does it protect us from?
Wow!
The men coming up the stairs with the pitchforks!
Pitchforks!
Sorry. Knocking on our door!
Do they also
saying
have
to
churches?
Us collectively, you are not free. You are not free at all. Are we really free?
No.
Are we really
Mike,
free? When
is
you it
justice or just us?
I have no idea.
It protects them more than anyone else.
It does. It does. It's frustrating sometimes.
I don't
sometimes.
Care about them.
You know, because really, in the context of the show and the fact that we've been doing this for so long,
yes.
And I've been doing this for longer than probably anybody at this radio station. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You're an ass. I'm going to smack
what?
You in the mouth.
You deserve that.
I swear to God. Yes, thank you. I'm trying to make a point, and then you do, which is your nice way of going, F you, F ball.
No, far from it.
But
when
the
you
fact
issue
is,
something that merits applause, I clap.
I mean, 15 years ago, I'm going to use that as an example. We don't – that discussion – is as throwaway
yes.
as absolutely insignificant. And that's why I don't hear it all the time, you know, with what you just said. And it's just, it's amazing where we are now, where you would think there'd be a little progress made. And
phones are back.
And then the thing is, you go on to the satellite shows and you hear them using that word almost forcefully because they can use it.
Yeah.
And that's fake, too.
Exactly. Which word?
You know, what it ought to be. What word? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. What is it, Buzz? I'm depressed. These beautiful women around me, and I'm completely
this
and totally
free,
depressed.
Though. You don't have to pay
wrong.
For this.
Somebody
right.
show him some love.
That'll make me feel better. Thank
rub
you.
The baby.
Thank you, baby. Oh, rub the baby. Oh, okay. Well, all right. I'm going to get in trouble
for
now.
Good luck.
Thank you. And that's another thing. All right. Yes, go ahead.
Tom Cruise has been sued also. He's named in a $250 million federal lawsuit using the RICO statute against the Church of Scientology.
RICO!
RICO Suave!
Wait, so he's against them now?
Yeah. Well, no, he's still with them, but a guy who used to be with them is now suing Tom Cruise and the church. Ex-Scientologist.
I love this show.
Peter Are you okay with delay now?
Yes, I'm fine.
I thought so.
Everything's A-okay. Everything's just wonderful right now. I wish I didn't have headphones on. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little fun, then I'm going to go to the couch.
Your headphones are quite pleased, though.
Yeah, these are large headphones, aren't
they? They are.
These are Mickey Mouse
getting
headphones.
Getting bigger all the time.
Cartoon size.
They've got great sound. These are my new ones. These kill.
What
these
do you think, ladies,
best.
Of the headphones?
They're pretty
they
sexy.
They compliment you very well.
They're very
they
sexy.
Match your
shirt. I look like Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Look,
right
it's
now.
Edison.
Like a fat, obese Carrie Fisher in Star Wars.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you tell me Jesus, like you're not manic depressive.
I want to throw you into a dumpster. You look so much like Carrie Fisher in Star Wars. No, Star Wars humor. It probably fell on deaf ears.
Loved it.
Thank you, Rob.
I bet Brian Posehn's digging it on his way back Arlington Cinema.
Next time, say Death Star dumpster, and then they're going to be dead on. Is it the throw in the Death Star dumpster?
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Exactly. That's what.
That's the only thing I know.
Hey. Scum and villainy. Yeah.
I thought you were into it for a second.
Are you into comic books like Brian Posehn
no.
was?
No.
Oh, please.
Oh, no.
You listen to our show. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Are you piling on too, for Christ's sake? Let's all fight. Hey, Lynn. Lynn, the shoulder strap just slipped a little bit.
It's been doing that all day.
That's okay.
All day, huh?
Yeah.
Darn the luck.
Boy.
Strap got here before she did.
What is that line from Johnny Carson, the old Johnny Carson show, the Tonight Show, where he said, I'm not sure, but I'd give about a year's pay to peek under there.
Exactly.
Remember that? Yes, now the room got quiet. Okay. Hey, Johnny Pervolino, I'm here all week. Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, a longtime critic of the church has filed a lawsuit in Florida, alleging, among other things, that members of the church harassed him after he left. In court papers, this guy claims that a member of the church called his lawyer at home. When the lawyer's wife answered, the caller said that he was her husband's homosexual lover.
Hold on a second, Buzz.
Sure.
We have an injury.
Well, no, what happened?
McKetsie, what happened? Did you fall?
I tripped on my way back in from the last break.
And did you hurt your ankle?
Yeah.
Is it very painful?
It's a little bit painful.
Is it bleeding?
No, it's not bleeding.
Thank goodness.
That is terrible. I feel horrible. Did
she
sign a release? What?
Ask her what she tripped on.
What did you trip on?
I think it was Nick's heels.
Oh, Nick's heels.
Sure, it was his heels.
Really?
They got tangled.
No, Nick is a lady.
Hey, Carmen. Carmen, what is, how do I say this delicately? Now I'm paranoid.
No, be not paranoid.
What is seriously the most common injury in your profession? There must be, I mean, it's physical. It's athletic.
Put it this way.
Sore throat?
Oh. I'm going to be Almost. No, actually, that's the cure for a sore throat. Thank you very much.
Oh, my.
A deep
cleaning.
It's called
protein. Remind me when the allergies heat up.
No.
Common injury. Let me put it. Let me be as...
I like the sound of the bottles. I love that.
Let me be as delicate as possible.
Yeah, because they're honest today.
Just say...
Labia.
Stop it! That what is you now. That's now you're torpedoing.
You can say that word.
No, you cannot.
It's a country in Africa.
That wouldn't be.
Did that get? Did that? I want to know if that got killed.
I can promise you it did.
Though.
I can promise
that is,
you. It
what
did.
Are you doing?
But the
what
country's
you,
Libya.
I swear that's so you can say it autonomously.
Really?
I swear.
Yes. Did it get hit,
yes,
killed?
It's just like saying vagina.
I need to know. I need to know. Don't you have a light over there that knows?
We've been ramping up for a long time. Because that's all I can know is that it's been ramping up.
All right.
So I don't know.
I'm going to be gentle here.
Thank you.
Very
and
good.
Say that it's like...
The injury we're talking about.
Most common.
Listen to how quiet.
It snaps back wash after wash.
Oh, my.
Oh, nice.
Does that make sense?
That was well done.
Was that delicate?
Oh, I feel like such a moron. I'm the only one in the room that doesn't get it. What? Somebody explain it to me more.
Okay, it's like ow.
Oh.
And then like, oh, it's all better again.
Oh, I got bungee cord.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a flexibility issue.
Yes. Okay, in retrospect, nothing was dumped, but it would be had it been said again, so let's move on.
We're going to take a short break. Allie is in the house. Look at you.
Welcome,
you look lovely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Good to see you. God, what a, you know, really, what a great group of Buzz Babes. And I am so glad that we're having the party on the 8th a week from tonight.
Exactly.
Where all of you in listening land are going to get a chance to meet these
ladies.
Yes, Oscar and Duke. Your Dukes are going to be there. It's going to be great. And I'm so glad that they've come in today. They come in here just for the fun of it, to be on the radio and have a good time on BYOB Friday. The party on the 8th will be at Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly. And when we come back, we might try to play the Family Feud. We've got enough people to do it.
That'd be excellent.
We'll be back with more. Yes, Megan. Oh, I want to thank. I'm sorry, you have to leave, right, Carmen?
Yes, I have to go.
Carmen Hart.
I want to say thank you to everybody here.
Thank you. I want
everyone to know that it's full nude.
Very good. Thank you, Carmen. Wonderful round of applause
thank
for
you.
Carmen. Carmen will be on her way up to Baltimore, but first having dinner with Chad Dukes.
Yes.
And at Chad's appearance tonight, also full nude lap dancing.
That's great.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Bring plenty of ones.
100 people of IM just to say Chad's word made it through.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Show.